To the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
And welcome back to White Auditorium, host site for over 80 straight years of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament in its 101st year in its rich history. Ron Thomas and Scott Hayes. Game 1 of 20 we'll be bringing you this week on Country 101.7 and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. Brought to you in part by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC, proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. And we're underway, second half action. Hartford with the basketball. They trail by 9, 24-15. We'll see what kind of halftime adjustments they make. Shot is up and no good by the Jaguars, and the Bulldogs pull down the rebound, and Madison brings it into forecourt and will set up the offense facing a man-to-man Jaguar defense. And, of course, they will collapse on the post entries. But to Madison Abel, there's Luthie with it and banks it up. No good. Had a good look at it, but there's the offensive rebound pulled down by Weekly. And Madison brings it back out front, set up the offense. Inside, interior pass, Luthie. Weekly shot, no good. Rebound is out, a bounce off of Luthie. But little post-game inside, Scott.
Well, they're going right back to attacking the basket and not able to cash it in, but that's going back to the game plan. I'm a little surprised that Hartford came out and their first shot was a three at the top of the key from Sapp.
Well, here come the Jaguars. Brashears has it. Out front to Baker. A couple of threes in the first half for her. Gets it off to Toby Soule. Out front to Brianna Sapp. Sapp on the right wing to Baker. Baker tries the right side, and there's a Jaguar that's knocked down, and a shot that doesn't draw any iron. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs, but she stepped out of bounds, I believe. Didn't she? Jalen Weekly had it. Yep, but she had her foot on the baseline. So the ball is turned back over to a Hartford, trailing by 9, 24-15. Kiernan Brashears gets the inbound pass to Tara Baker. Baker, Brashears, left side. Guarded closely by Sarah Miser. Shot is up and no good. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. There to corral it was Ava Foles. And Foles will bring it four courts for the Bulldogs. Trying to build on the nine-point lead inside to Luthie. Darby Shire on her. Gets the pass on the left side. Layup is up and no good. Sarah Miser had a great look and a lane to the basket. Just couldn't finish. And Hartford brings it back. Baker. Top of the key to Brianna Sapp.
Almost like she was expecting to be a little more contested, right?
It looked like it, yeah. I can't be this open. Shot is up and no good. A three is no good by Toby Soule. Long rebound. Fought for. Couple of players crashed to the ground. Luthie and both Toby Soule, and Soule looks like she came down hard on her knee. She's helped back up and says, I'm okay. Coming back in. Soule, a 5'5 freshman. As we mentioned, a lot of underclassmen getting some big-time playing experience here in the Lyon County League Tournament. 24-15, Madison on top of Hartford. The Bulldogs on the defense right now. Kiernan Brashears, right side passes, Toby Soule up and in. So Soule, after taking a hard fall, puts it up and in, 24-17 now. Madison with the lead and the ball. Madison has been making a big effort to get that basketball inside, and there is a drive, a running one-hander is no good by Reese Farrow. It's out of bounds, but left touch by Hartford. Just couldn't corral the rebound.
They've been making the effort. They've actually been successful getting it inside. They just haven't been able to get the shots to go down.
Can't finish it. 24-17 Madison. They'll inbound on the baseline. Ava Foles gets it to Luthie. Back to Foles. Back to Luthie. Tries inside. Three-pointer on the pass is no good by Miser, and the rebound is pulled down. Nice board by Reagan Darbyshire, and here comes Hartford, and the pass is picked off. We'll go the other way. Jalen Weekly with the interception, and here come the Bulldogs. 24-17 Madison lead. Ava Foles inside Luthie. Loses her balance. And the ball is loose inside and picked up by Hartford. So another turnover right back to the Jaguars.
Everyone's a little out of control right now, both sides, I think.
Hartford with it. Man-to-man defense by Madison. Out front, Kiernan Brashears gets it to Tara Baker. Derbyshire inside, muscles her way, lays it up and in. Nice move inside by Reagan Derbyshire. Her first two. And it's a five-point lead for Madison now, 24-19. Derbyshire was not to be denied that time. Nice position in there. Here comes Madison. Sarah Meiser has it. Ball is deflected out of bounds. And Vanessa Christine, I think the head coach of Madison, wants to take a timeout and talk about some things here. It's a 30-second timeout. Our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's, 1202 West 6th, just down the street. Open 24 hours at the drive-thru and number one in the nation for delivery through DoorDash. That's McDonald's at 1202 West 12th. And our Lyon County League Tournament coverage also brought to you by Cheever Well Service Madison for rod and tubing service and clean out, fully insured. That's Cheever Well Service. 24-19. The Madison Bulldogs with that five-point lead. 425 left to go in the quarter. It was a nine-point lead at halftime, and Hartford with the basketball, and they can cut even deeper into what was a nine-point halftime lead.
That's been sloppy basketball for nearly this, almost 4 minutes of this third quarter here for Madison. They have not been sharp at all. Coach Christine cannot be happy with the way her team has come out of the locker room.
And a running one-hander inside is no good by Kiernan Brashears. Luthy with a rebound for Madison. And Luthy, bounce pass inside, tried to get it to her teammate Jalen Weekly, and it's stolen away, forced that pass inside. A bounce pass in the lane with that many hands and feet in there, not oftentimes going to be successful or fruitful, and it was neither. 24-19, Hartford, basketball, Baker with it, tried to go inside to Derbyshire. She can't control it. Luthy there is with the steal for Madison, and here we come the other way. Bulldogs with it. Ava Foles hands it off to Sarah Meiser. Inside Luthy. Out front to Farrell for three. No, but there's Luthy with a rebound. Lays it up and in. The follow is good by Luthy. Knocked to the floor, no foul, but Luthy now with 13. And it's a 26-19 Madison lead. Yolen Luthy using that big reach and height inside. She's 5'11", the junior. Leads all scorers this afternoon with 13. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. 26-19 Madison. Hartford with a basketball. And Luthy is going to be called for a reach-in. That will be her second personal. First team in the second half here.
Third on her, actually.
Oh, is it number three? It is number three.
She was whistled on down here when the collision right in front of the bench earlier in this quarter.
And it's a team foul number two. I was one off on both counts right there. Hartford, drive inside. Shot is no good after a good drive by Kiernan Brashears. Just couldn't finish it, and Madison pulls down the rebound and a chance to build on a seven-point lead. Inside, Weekly. Can't get the shot to go inside of bounds, and Hartford will get it back. With 2:35 left, third quarter. Again, the winner will play in the semifinals Friday afternoon at 4. Loser this afternoon will be in the consolation semis Thursday at 4 p.m. here at White Auditorium. Hartford with it. Out front, Toby Soll. They're going to call an offensive foul on Hartford. Was it a foul? No, they said he's just turned it over. Didn't see exactly what happened over there. I'm in a travel call possibly, but nonetheless, Madison has it with the lead, 26-19. And here come the Bulldogs. Sarah Meiser inside Luthy. Puts up the short one inside, no good. Follow is no good by Luthy, and rebound is pulled down inside by Reagan Derbyshire, and she is fouled by a Bulldog, and the personal will be called on Jalen Weekly. That is her fourth. Team's third here in the second half. Lily Hudson will check into the Madison lineup, replacing Jalen Weekly, who will sit with four personals. 2:08 left to go, third quarter, 26-19. Madison on top, Hartford with the basketball. And an offensive foul on 22. Looks like an illegal, do you call legal screen on that?
I believe they did, yeah.
Toby Soule picks up the personal. That is her first and the team's first on Madison here in the second half. Well, Madison back with it. Try to go inside on a nice defensive play. A steal by Trinity Wendell. And here come the Jaguars. Brashears with it. Bounce pass inside. Derbyshire can't get the layup to go. And Madison pulls down the rebound. A good look inside after a great pass. Luthy for Madison. Out front to Miser. Three is good. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group's three is good. And the Bulldogs up 29-19. What a shot out there by Miser. Gets her first three of the contest, first points inside. Kind of a running hook shot after she got tied up by Brashears, and Madison is there with the rebound into forecourt. Sarah Miser had it, and she dribbled it on the sideline over there, so turn back over to Hartford.
That is seven turnovers in the third quarter for Madison. 13 for the game.
Well, and they managed to to extend their lead by a point here in the quarter, 29-19. Hartford needs to get something going offensively. Wendell, nice pass inside to Derbyshire, lays it up and in. Wendell, Derbyshire now with four and is 29-21.
I'm not sure what Luthy was looking at there defensively. She watched that pass go over her head. I don't know if she thought she had help behind her, if she just was misjudging what was happening behind her. I'm not sure.
Bulldogs with it, 29-21. They have the lead, and there's an interception steal by Toby Soule. Madison quickly back on defense, gets it to number 10. Good, Kiernan Brashears with a three. A Cody Thurston Land Agent with Midwest Land Group's three. 29-24, the lead is down to five. 14 seconds left in the third quarter. Luthy, three, no, rebound inside is pulled down by Trinity Wendell. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Wendell to a wide open Toby Soule. Good at the buzzer. And at the end of three, it's Madison 29, Hartford 26. Back with quarter number four after this timeout. This is Lyon County League Tournament Basketball on Country 101.7 and KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Qualifications, rules, and limitations apply. Rates, rewards, and restrictions may vary by account. Contact institution for details.
Tickets, popcorn, and sodas. That'll be $35. Cash or debit?
Debit! I mean, I'd like to use my debit card, please. Can I do it?
Okay.
All right! Swiping now!
What if paying with your debit card was always this exciting? Kasasa Cash Back is a free checking account that pays you for everyday debit card purchases every month you qualify. Plus, with ATM withdrawal fee refunds nationwide, that's a lot of extra cash to spend on whatever you like.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Welcome back to White Auditorium. Ron Thomas, Scott Hayes on Country 101.7, streaming live audio video, KVOE TV at KVOE.com. Brought to you in part by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, Emporia's premier sports bar and grill. 29-26 and a run right at the end of the third quarter, Scott, by Hartford gets them right back in it.
They get a big triple there and a couple big baskets and some rebounding and take advantage of some turnovers, and Madison not valuing the basketball. Hartford playing good defense, doing everything that Coach Ryan Thomas wanted him to do there in the final 65 to 75 seconds of that quarter.
Luthy, bounce pass inside Hudson. She can't, she controls it, but then her pass is not near Reese Farrow, so it's another turnover for the Bulldogs, and they have been, as Scott alluded to, turnover prone here, especially in the third quarter, and that will get Jalen Weekly, the freshman, back into the lineup with four personal fouls. 29-26, number six seed Hartford, number three seed Madison. Hartford has scratched and clawed their way back in it. They trail by 3:29:26, but they own the round ball. As we speak, Baker in the corner. Three is no good. Follow is up and in by Kiernan Brashears, now with seven, and it's a one-point contest, 29-28 Madison. Bulldogs with that one-point lead. Luthi out front. Guarded by Derbyshire. Closely. Gets the basketball to Foles. Man-to-man defense, Madison. Luthi inside. Turns, shoots, can't get it to go. And the Hartford Jaguars have the rebound. And they'll slow it down and bring it into forecourt. Kiernan Brashears. She's a senior. Hands it off to Derbyshire. Another senior on this squad. Gets it to Toby Soul. Just had the last basket. Out front, shot is no good by Tara Baker. Had a good look. Goes out of bounds and not touched by anyone. So Madison will get the basketball back. Can't fault the shot. It was a good look. Just didn't execute.
No, and I don't think Coach Thomas is going to be unhappy with that. You know, he knows his team can defend. One of his complaints so far this year is whether or not they're going to be assertive on the offensive end, and I think he'll be happy with that shot. That's an assertive shot there.
Well, there's a good play without the ball by Ava Foles. Cuts to the basket, gets a great pass. She didn't get the shot to go, but she's fouled. We'll go to the free throw line. The personal called on Toby Soule. That is her second, team's second on Hartford here in the half. So Ava Foles will shoot two. First one is up and in. That's her first point of the afternoon. 30-28. Madison's lead is now two with 6:18 left to go.
And as much up and down as we've had in this second half, that's the first free throw by either side in this second half.
Second is good by Foles, and it's a three-point Madison lead with 6:15 left to go. Here comes Hartford. Long three by Brashears. In and out, no good. Rebound is pulled down by the Bulldogs' Jalen Weekly. And Madison now looks to extend the lead. Luthi has it, and she took steps.
Mm-hmm.
Looked to drive towards the hoop. But, yes, she did. One too many before the ball hit the ground. 31-28. Hartford trails by three. They own the rock. And we have an offensive foul, illegal screen called on Hartford again. That's their third foul of that nature. Personal is called on Trinity Wendell. That is her second, team's third.
Despite that offensive foul, Ryan Thomas has got some good minutes from Wendell here this afternoon, I think.
Very good minutes. 5'8 freshman, yeah.
Kick ball there by Brashears. She almost got away with it, but I think if the ball hadn't gone 45 feet up in the air.
That's right. Other than that, it was a silent foot.
Yeah.
Not bad. Ava Foles will inbound right in front of the scorer's bench. Get the pass in to Luthi. Does a good job to make the catch. Out in the left wing to Reese Farrow, who will drive out to the top. On the left wing to Miser, who has a three this quarter. Skip pass to Foles. Inside Luthi. Good ball movement. Luthi can't finish. She had a wide open layup, and that was a good offensive set right there.
That is exactly how I would use her, rolling her to the basket like that. Her athleticism, almost impossible to guard her.
But the ball went off a Jaguar, so Madison will inbound baseline. Luthi gets the inbound pass, and a nice feed right back to the inbounder. Foles, but she can't get the shot to go. Luthi the rebound, though. So Madison, with another offensive rebound, continues in control here offensively. 5:14 left. Foles picks up her dribble, in trouble, and she was just giving it out right there. Personal called on Toby Soule. That is her third, team's fourth. 5:08 left to go. Yeah, they had Foles in trouble there, but Wendell let her escape with that foul. Inbound to Weekly. She's playing with four personal fouls. Sarah Miser with the left-hand dribble out near the power E. Center court will hand it off to Reese Farrow. Into Luthi. Derbyshire and Luthi. Luthi can't get the shot to go. Another great look. And then a foul on the rebound. And if they call this on Weekly, that is it for her.
I'd be shocked if that's on Weekly. I think Weekly's the one who took the brunt of that.
Reese Farrow picks up the personal. No, excuse me. It was Tara Baker, I guess, wasn't it? Excuse me on that. So it was on Hartford. Tara Baker picks up that personal foul. You were right, Scott Hayes. Inbound pass is over Luthi's head. And then Luthi, trying to go for it, steps right in the line of Tara Baker. So that personal will be called on Yolen Luthi, and that is her fourth. Team foul number four. Got that.
I think they might be off one, right?
I think they are. I've got five on
them. I have five on them, too. But
15-footer left wing, no good. Rebound followed, good by Reagan Derbyshire. Brashears couldn't hit the spot shot, but Derbyshire there to pick it up. She has six. 31-30. Madison's lead is one. And we have a full timeout. We'll take a break, too. You're listening to Lyon County League Tournament Basketball on Country 101.7 and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Think that custom cabinets are too expensive? Not at Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Their spacious facility enables them to be more efficient with more options, faster service, and they deliver and install every project. And best of all, it's affordable. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry can build to fit your budget. Visit them at their showroom on Highway 99 in Olpe to see the latest in design for your kitchen, bath, or other home or office projects. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, where craftsmanship is their legacy.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
Welcome back to White Auditorium. Ron Thomas, Scott Hayes. This is our first of 20 games this week at the Lyon County League Tournaments, and we got a good one brewing here, 31-30. Madison on top of Hartford. 4:26 left to go. Madison, the 3 seed. Hartford, the 6 seed. Shot is up and in. That is a 3-pointer. And that is Sarah Miser now with 6. And that is a Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group 3. 34-30. A big bucket for the Bulldogs. Hartford comes back into forecourt. Top of the key, Toby Soule can't get the 3 to go. Long rebound is corralled by Ava Foles. And here come the Bulldogs. Long pass into forecourt by Luthi. They're going to call an offensive foul on Yolen Luthi, and that will be her fifth. She was a little bit off balance, so that's one of those that could have went either way. So Luthi fouls out with 13 points. That's a big part of Madison's defense, rebounding, and obviously scoring, Scott.
Huge, huge call right there. And Derbyshire actually fell before Luthi fell, which would be my only argument on the offense, you know, the offensive foul. Like there was contact, and then I don't know.
Wendell into Derbyshire. Loose on the floor. There's a steal by Madison as Hartford couldn't quite get control of it underneath. And here come the Bulldogs. Open from 15. Farrow can't get it to go. Rebound by Hartford, 3:30 left, 34-30. Madison with the lead, Hartford with the basketball. Baseline corner, open three is no good. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. Tara Baker had a good look. Couldn't get it to go. So the Bulldogs now in no hurry. Get their offensive set. Coach Vanessa Cresson looks on, calling out the offensive play. Sarah Miser, who just hit a big three for the Bulldogs, will drive to the left and then take it all the way to the hoop. Running bucket is good by Sarah Miser with 8. All in the second half, 36-30, Madison.
Two huge buckets here in this fourth quarter.
And there's a timeout by head coach Ryan Thomas of Hartford. That's a full timeout. And our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's. 1202 West 6, deliciousness at your fingertips. Order now in the app with mobile order and pay and pick it up at the store. That's McDonald's. Country 101.7, we'll keep it right here, 36-30. We'll let you know our basketball coverage brought to you in part by USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom, they are here for you, USD 243. And by Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Madison Bulldogs from Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. So still anybody's game's got 36-30, 2:43 left to go. But, boy, a big boost provided by Sarah Miser here in the second half.
Well, and especially coming, right after Madison loses Yolen Luthi. And for, you lose Luthi and then Miser to have two big buckets like that, that's an emotional lift on multiple levels. The one thing Madison has to be wary of, though, is we've seen Hartford, it seems like at every quarter, the end of every quarter, they've had a little run. So Madison's going to have to guard against that here.
Yeah, you're right. It has been the last portion of every quarter. We've seen Hartford come on strong. And there's a turnover. Tara Baker taking steps, caused by good defense over there by the Bulldogs, Ava Foles. So now it's a full court pressure being provided by Hartford. Coach Ryan Thomas has got that full court heat on. Left wing, Foles has it. Top of the key, drops it off to Jalen Weekly. Over to Farrow, holds it over her head. 2:13 left to go. Madison up by six and the ball. There's Miser. Tries to go inside. This time it is picked off. Good defense by Reagan Darbyshire. And Hartford comes up with a big steal. And a try to cut into the six-point lead. Toby Soul. 5 points on the afternoon. And we got a foul away from the basketball. It's going to be on Madison inside. Called on 21, Ava Foles. That is her first. Team sixth, so one away from the bonus. But Hartford will inbound baseline. Under 2 minutes left to go. Winner advances to the championship semis Friday afternoon at 4. Trinity Wendell running one-hander inside. Off glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lily Hudson for Madison. A big rebound, and here come the Bulldogs. 1:38 left to go, and a timeout by head coach Vanessa Crescine. And it is a full timeout, so we'll take a break, too. 1:36 left to go, 36-30 Madison. You're listening to Lyon County League Tournament Basketball on Country 101.7 and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Hi, I'm Angela Blankley, a full-time real estate agent with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. I have over 10 years in real estate experience to offer you. Whether you're selling or buying, I'd love to make your dream a reality. I'm available to help you anytime and will work diligently to make your transaction enjoyable in the professional manner you deserve. Feel free to call or text me anytime at 620-344-6368 to discuss your real estate needs.
Shanky Well Service started in 1965 and is still going strong. Shanky Cattle Company and Shanky Buffalo started in the following years. That kind of involvement has been a hallmark of the Shanky family and reflects their commitment to the Madison community. Don't miss the chance to see their buffalo roaming the Flint Hills and the Madison area. The Shankies are proud of the Madison schools and wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck this season, both on the court and in the classroom.
Welcome back to White Auditorium. Ron Thomas and Scott Hayes, Lyon County League Tournament Basketball. First, this is our first of 20 here this week. 36-30. Madison with the lead and the basketball with 1:35 left to go. Inbound pass is knocked away and almost stolen there by the Hartford Jaguars.
Well, remember, Madison only had six turnovers at the half, but they've turned the ball over 12 times here in the second half. They need to value the basketball here big time.
There with it is Reese Farrow, and she is hand-checked. And the personal will be called on Toby Soul. That is her fourth. Team six, so the next foul will put Madison at the free throw line. Again, a six-point Madison lead. 1:31 left to go in the contest. There's the inbound to Sarah Miser, who has been the star late for the Bulldogs offensively. Reese Farrow being guarded closely by Kiernan Brashears. Top of the key, gets it to Foles. Foles out to Reese Farrow. And again, Brashears is on her. 1:12 left to go, and there's a foul as Tara Baker, listening to the coach's instructions, puts a foul on Sarah Miser. So Baker picks up her third. That's team seven. And they're going to make the Madison Bulldogs do this from the free throw line. Sarah Miser, a 5'7 junior, will be shooting the 1-1. First one is up. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Jaguars. And here comes Kiernan Brashears. Left corner to Baker. On the right wing to Brashears. Gets it to Wendell. And there is a foul on the Bulldogs. And it's going to be called on Jalen Weekly, and that is her fifth, and she's gone. So two of the post players for Madison have fouled out, Yolen Luthi, and now Jalen Weekly with five. That is a team foul number seven, so Hartford will be at the free throw line. It is Toby Soule, the 5'5 freshman, 1-1. First one is up and in. Soule with six. 36-31 Madison, 58 seconds left to go.
And give Toby Soule credit. She knew exactly what she was doing there. She turned the corner, and she was trying to draw contact on that shot all the way.
And her second free throw is up and in. And Coach Ryan Thomas says, let's take a break and talk about this. It is a full timeout, so we'll take one, too. 36-32. You're listening to Lyon County League Tournament Basketball on Country 101.7. And audio video streaming KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Lane Whitmore LLC, your source for tax preparation, tax planning, and tax deferral strategies. This is CPA Cindy Klumpy. Call CPAs Cecil Lane, Brian Whitmore, Carol Medinzi, Glenda Redding, or myself for essential services like tax preparation, payroll, QuickBooks, and more. Lane Whitmore LLC, we're here for you during tax season and all year long. Schedule an appointment with us. We are easily accessible with our office location at the Crest Center in downtown Emporia and also in Lebo and Lawrence. Lane Whitmore LLC wishes all teams success in this year's basketball tournament.
Murphy Agra LLC in Strong City and Lebo is proud to support area schools and athletic teams. They are also proud to support the agricultural community with the many services they provide. Contact Murphy Agra LLC for all your fertilizer and chemical needs. Elevator services are available as well. To the field, from the field, in the field. Murphy Agra LLC, they're here for you. Call 256-6233 in Lebo or 273-6483 in Strong City.
Welcome back to White Auditorium. This is our first game and the first game of the tournament. Madison and Hartford girls basketball action. Madison on top 36-32 with 56 seconds left. And Madison inbounding the basketball. And there's a foul on Hartford. And the personal will be called on Toby Soule. And that's her. That's her fifth.
Yep.
That's a tough loss for Hartford right there. So Toby Soule will have to sit down. And Kylie Finnerty, another freshman, will check in. And at the free throw line for the Bulldogs will be Reese Farrow, the 5'6 senior, shooting the 1-1 under a minute to go. Free throw's big this part of the game. Let's see what Madison can offer up here. First free throw on the way. Good. Perfect. Farrow with 8 points, 37-32. The lead for the Bulldogs at five. Reese toes the line. Few dribbles, spins the ball, takes a look, deep breath, pause, shoot, in and out, no good. Rebounded by the Hartford Jaguars. There for Reagan Darbyshire, and quickly here comes Kiernan Brashears out to Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty driving, pulls up, 10-footer, no good. Darbyshire, rebound, good. Reagan Darbyshire with 8 points, 37-34, a three-point game. And we have a reach-in foul on Hartford as Reese Farrow running it into forecourt. The personal called on Trinity Wendell. That is her third. Team foul number nine now on, is that eight on Madison? Or they got seven up there? It's number nine on Hartford right now. So at the free throw line will be Reese Farrow. Still shooting the 1-1. 37-34, Madison up by three. Free throw by Farrow is on the way, and it is in and out. No good, but Madison is there, gets the rebound. Sarah Miser, and she gets it out to Reese Farrow, and she's fouled out there by Kiernan Brashears. Brashears with three, and that is 10-team on Madison, so the double bonus in effect. So Reese Farrow will be shooting two with 28 seconds left.
Boy, three of the biggest plays of the final three and a half minutes of the game here for Madison. The two big shots and now that offensive rebound on that miss free throw here for Sarah Miser.
Free throw is no good by Reese Farrow.
Madison sure keeping the door open here at the free throw line, missing four of their last five free throw attempts.
Yeah, Reese is the senior leader on the team. 37-34, three-point Madison lead. This will make it a two-possession game if she can get one to go. And she cannot. Rebound is pulled down by Derbyshire for Hartford with 25 seconds left to go. Ooh, she just about walked, and Ryan Thomas wants a timeout. And that is going to be the final timeout for Hartford, as he'll take a 30-second timeout. And our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's, 1202 West 6th. Feed the family with bundle meals. Get a $12 cheeseburger pack with two cheeseburgers, two medium fries, and 20 nuggets. McDonald's at 1202 West 6th Avenue. Feed your hunger. 37-34. Madison leads Hartford with 20 seconds left to go. Hartford fortunate because Madison really could have sealed this thing away with some free throws, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you get those opportunities, those one-on-one opportunities, and a lot of times that ends up salting the game away. But at the same time, that's what can keep the door open, and that's exactly what's happened here in the final minute plus of this ball game, missing the front side of those one-and-ones, and has given Hartford a chance to come back and hit a shot here and there and keep themselves in it and see what Ryan Thomas can draw up here. 20.7 seconds. The big thing for him here, no timeouts remaining. So in many ways, he's drawing up a play here, but he's also kind of talking through some strategy and some scenarios on what they're going to do going forward, because he's got to kind of talk about what they're going to do after this shot and maybe even after the next shot.
Reagan Derbyshire will inbound. Gets the inbound pass to Tara Baker. 17 seconds left. Baker up front to Brashears. She'll take the three. It is no good off the lip. Just bounces out. Loose on the floor. Jump ball. Alternate possession. Are they porting Hartford way?
I think it's Hartford. Yeah.
Hartford with 8.7 seconds. They still have another shot. That was close by Brashears. Had a good look at the three, and it just bounced out after hitting the front of the rim. Bounce pass, Wendell. Out front, Baker, three, no. With 4 seconds left, and it is a Madison basketball now. And a timeout being called by Coach Vanessa Crescine. So Madison in pretty good shape here with 3.4 seconds left. They have the basketball and the three-point lead.
Well, and this timeout is as much about making sure they understand the situation. They have the game pretty much in hand now, right? 37.4 seconds. Hartford doesn't have any timeouts. You know what's going to happen. You're going to inbound it. They're going to foul you and put you at the line to shoot a free throw because they're going to need to try to get a rebound and try to get a long shot off here. The whole point here is no fouling once that whole scenario unplays here. So it's get the ball in without a turnover, and then, you know, no fouling on after they inbound it. So, I mean, just kind of running through the scenario here, just kind of walking them through, making sure they understand the situation.
Well, we have, three more games to go tonight before our coverage is done. Coming up next, boys action. Number 3 seed Madison, number 6 seed Meredithine Valley will be doing battle here this evening. Tim Miller and Chuck Samples will be on the call there. So Madison will be inbounding. Back court, leading by three. 3.4 seconds left. Reese Farrow gets the inbound pass to Foles, fouled immediately by Tara Baker. So only about a second goes off the clock. 2.4 left. And we'll come down to the other end, and Ava Foles, the 5'8 junior for the Bulldogs, will be shooting two. They're in the double bonus. One would seal it. Free throw is up and no good. So the free throw woes continue for Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Ava, second one on the way. Again, no good. Rebound, Derbyshire. 2-1, and they don't get the shot off. And the game is over. The final score, Madison 37, Hartford 34. A hard-fought game. So Madison moves on to the championship semifinals Friday afternoon at 4. Hartford will play Thursday afternoon at 4. 37-34, our final score, Madison the winner. We'll be back and look at some final statistics and a little preview of game number 2 here. You're tuned in to Lyon County League Tournament Basketball on Country 101.7 with live audio video streaming KVOE TV at KVOE.com. The Lyon.